I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Detective Captain Mike Kohler with the Marquette Police Department. We talked about this weekend's New Year's Eve celebrations in the city of Marquette, including some changes to the location of the annual ball drop happening on New Year's Eve. With an update on some of those changes and what's happening with the New Year's Eve ball drop celebrations, here's Detective Captain Mike Kohler with the Marquette Police Department.
Yeah, certainly things have changed as well because of the location of the ball drop. So the ball drop is going to be centered at the Masonic Temple in the 100 block of West Washington Street. And as far as street closures this year, the plan so far is to close the intersection of Washington and 3rd and then Washington and Front. So you would still have through traffic on 3rd and Front. So everybody would be consolidated in the area of the 100 block of West Washington. So that could also create some issues, especially with pedestrians going across 3rd Street or Front Street. So motorists are obviously cautioned to keep their eyes open and be careful in driving through those intersections.
Yeah, this is a change from the ball drop, which actually was at the corner of Front and Washington for several years at the old bank building, but now the Masonic. But it's going to lay out the crowd a little bit differently. But does that create any situations for you at the police department?
No, not really. I see it as an advantage because we're able to see everybody in the 100 block West Washington. Before, when it was in the intersection, you had essentially four ways to monitor. And so I think this will be easier as far as control and being able to observe things.
For folks that are headed down there, I did see a release that I know that the streets are getting closed, I think, around 11.
Is that 11 it? O'clock, right. Yeah. So, I mean, you could look for them to shut down even as closer to 10, but 11 o'clock is the time.
But there are some basic rules to keep in mind, including alcohol policies and whatnot. What do people need to think of when they're heading down there?
Well, there is no open alcohol, law down there, an ordinance. And so on the city right-of-ways, on the city streets, and basically in the public down there, there's no open alcohol allowed. And we will have officers assigned to that area, extra officers, to monitor for that. So we would advise people not to bring open containers.
It is interesting, and I've experienced it a few times where the crowd suddenly is there just a few moments before midnight and then almost relatively instantly gone.
Sometimes it scatters pretty quick. Other times it's more of a challenge. But, mm-hmm. Weather is a big factor, too, we find down there. Usually it's very cold. Mm-hmm. And so people sometimes just don't want to stick around any longer than they have to.
So for folks that are headed down for the ball drop on New Year's Eve, what do they need to keep in mind?
Safety, I think, is the first thing. With alcohol and with traffic, with pedestrians, it's going to be a lot of people. So just advise people to be very careful. And if you're driving in the area, to be cautious of pedestrians.
That's the comments of Detective Captain Mike Kohler with the Marquette Police Department. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.